Welcome to the Jerry Ratcliffe Show with Chris Graham.
Welcome to the show. I'm Chris Graham, joined by Jerry Ratcliffe, and we're going to talk some UVA baseball here on the show, Jerry. A great run for the Hoos this spring into the summer as Virginia made that improbable run to the Omaha in the College World Series, and we have one of the stars of that run joining us on the show today.
Yeah, talking about somebody with a nice run and not giving up much runs. We'll go directly to our special guest today. Really excited that he took time out of his schedule to join us. I'm talking about Virginia's strikeout king, Andrew Abbott, now a member of the Cincinnati Reds organization. Andrew, greetings. Thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. Before we review the season, let's talk a little bit about your situation and where you are. Obviously, you were drafted in the second round by the Reds, got a nice little cushy signing bonus. And a lot of people don't know exactly where you are. You're out in Arizona. Tell us a little bit about where you are and what your situation is at the moment.
Yeah, so I'm out in Goodyear, Arizona. It's about 20 minutes to the west of Phoenix. Small town, really nothing here, honestly. In the Reds complex, we're in the pro housing that they all the new draftees will be staying in while this camp is going on. And as I alluded to earlier, you know, it's really hot out here. It's a lot to get used to. The time change was the biggest thing, but, you know, excited to be here and excited to be a part of the Reds.
I know you said that currently it's 106 degrees there, and we were joking before we got on the show that people say, "Oh, well, it's dry. It's a dry air, so it's really not that hot." That's a bunch of baloney.
Yeah, it's definitely hot. You can feel it. you know, it's 90s at night, and then it gets up to 106. I think the highest it's been since I've been here has been 108. So just drink a lot of water, stay hydrated, and you'll be good to go.
Yeah. A lot of people – now the minor league system kind of shifted in a lot of ways over the past year, and a lot of – some leagues totally shut down. Some others, I think, maybe have cut down on their process. It's not the way it's been for the last 30 or 40 years. Explain what the Reds complex there in Arizona is and how that works.
So at the Reds complex, you have a bunch of guys who are rehabbing injuries and whatnot, so they can be with the trainer of the team down here. You also have the Arizona like rookie ball league down here. Typically you'll see the 17, 18 year olds or like the Latinos that just signed and came overseas and stuff will probably play in that because they're taking English classes and doing all that here as well. And then, you know, with the Major League Baseball cutting about 40 to 45 teams, a lot of the short season ball that college kids that would normally go into has been, you know, gotten rid of. So the Reds and a lot of other organizations are holding these like 3 to 4 to 5 week camps to just see the draftees, you know, see what they're about, figure out plans for them. And then if they want to ship you out to go play, then you'll get word and you'll be shipped out to go play at a low A, high A affiliate probably.
Yeah. And I guess some guys, like I think you mentioned, that might be shut down for the season. That seems a little weird, but hopefully you don't fit into that category. So do you just practice each day, or do you do scrimmages, or how's that work in terms of trying to keep your arm healthy?
So right now I'm in a build-up phase right now. So I shut down after Omaha for about 2.5 weeks, and then I started to throw again as the draft came closer. And then I was out here the 16th of July was my first day out here to just get acclimated, to get my stuff moved in. And they came up with the plan. As I mentioned to you earlier before the show started, we just started throwing like bullpens and stuff this week. So we're kind of ramping back up for the, you know, pitching guys to see you know, who's going to get sent out, who's going to stay here and play, and then, you know, who really needs to stop throwing because maybe they have an arm issue or something like that. So they need to stop throwing and focus on rehab and lifting and stuff. So all that's made, decisions are made down here. Normally you'll see, especially in my case, probably mid to late August, probably second or third week of August, you'll see me either be shipped out or I'll be done throwing because I threw a lot this year. But since I'm throwing right now, I'm pretty confident that I'll probably be sent out somewhere to play. Yep.
I think that would be a smart move on the Reds part. Get you back in action. As long as you feel that you haven't been stretched too thin, I guess.
Yeah.
Chris, I want to throw a non-baseball question in. That signing bonus, any splurges? You put it all in the bank. What's your approach there?
You know, I'm saving as much as I can. You know, you don't get so the MLB changed the rules. It's a little deferred. So you get $100,000 up front and then it's split in half for the next two July. So really, I don't get my full signing bonus until I think it's July 2023. So that kind of, you know, that kind of takes away the splurge and that kind of takes away all that kind of stuff. But, you know, just being money smart, don't I don't buy much of anything anyway, so I don't really have to worry about it. I just kind of work with what I got and then just be smart with it.
How was it to wake up one day, be an amateur guy, and the next day you're a pro baseball player?
You know, it's a dream come true. It's been what I wanted to do since I was, 6, 7 years old. You know, I've had multiple talks with my dad. I've had a lot of people in my life that have, you know, been in the professional baseball ranks, you know, that have played. Some of them have played in the majors, you know. But just to have that recognition for the hard work that puts in, you know, that just speaks to me and like everyone that's helped me get to this, you know, UVA, obviously for 4 years, you know, helping me get to where I'm at. And then before that, the coaches and stuff that helped me before that, you know, it shows what hard work and dedication can really do for somebody.
Your dad played professionally a little bit or?
No. So he played in high school. My grandpa was actually where baseball came from. He went to the same tryout for the Pirates as Dick Groat. I don't know if you know the name or not.
Oh yeah.
So they tried out together and my grandpa chose to stay at home and take care of his family and Dick Groat signed. So that's always been the claim to fame in our family.
Oh, that's cool. Got a legacy there.
Yeah.
it's a shame that you haven't been able to just splurge a little bit, like, you know, do something for, just kind of award yourself for all the hard work. But
yeah, that I think that'll come with time. I think, you know, just being out here, getting going, getting used to the days and stuff, that comes first, you know, getting into pro ball, and then you can have your fun. You know, you can drive your fancy car, you can drive whatever you want. But, you know, just coming out here trying to show that I'm ready to go play, and then that's about all you can do at the end of the day.
Looking for a great dining experience in Charlottesville? Look no further than the Aberdeen Barn. The barn has been family owned and operated since 1965, with Terry and Angela providing great atmosphere and mouth-watering food at Virginia's Big Time Steakhouse. Enjoy the fine dining or relax in the Sportsman's Bar, a fantastic place to wind down and socialize, surrounded by flat-screen televisions tuned to the latest sporting events. You never know who you might bump into at the Aberdeen Barn, where all the greatest Cavaliers have dined over the decades and keep coming back for the delicious menu and good times. Check it out online at aberdeenbarn.com or call 434-296-4630.
What have the Reds coaches told you that you've impressed them with, and what do they want to do to try to make you even better?
Yeah, so, you know, they see me as a starter. So the main thing for them was to increase my innings cap, which is why I'm still throwing right now. They want me to throw another, like, 15, 20 innings or something like that this fall, whether it's here, whether it's somewhere else. Just so next year I'm ready to go 140 innings plus as a full-time starter in whatever affiliate I'm at. You know, just preparing. They're big on preparation. They're big on routines. They're big on just the process of getting you ready to be the best player you can be. So this is when this time throwing all these pins in front of them, you know, hooking up to the, you know, electronic stuff and getting all your readings in the weight room and stuff, can they can find out, you know, your deficiencies, your weaknesses. And then you go home in the off season, whenever that may be, and you work on, and you know exactly, you know, what exactly you got to do. You know, I can, you know, throw my fastball two miles an hour harder if I do this, or, you know, if I put on 15 pounds of muscle in the off season, then I can add, you know, 3 miles an hour, or my average fastball goes up 2 miles an hour, or something like that. They have a lot of science, and that's been a big thing for the past week of this draft camp. It's just been learning how much they have and kind of just asking questions and being like, hey, you know, like, you know, we didn't use Kintrax at UVA. Like, what is that? You know, some of these things we did use at UVA, but some other ones we didn't. So it's kind of getting used to it, honestly, before you, you know, dive right in next week for all these, for more bullpens. So
everything's about science now. That's for sure.
If 2020 had gone different for you, Andrew, if the draft had been a normal draft year, you would have probably been taken, should have been taken last year. But you had been a reliever up to that point in your career. And now you're saying the Reds want you as a starter, and you got the chance to showcase yourself as a starter this year. So in a weird way, do you think maybe things worked out the way they were supposed to?
Yeah, I mean, looking back at it, it definitely was a disappointment to not get drafted. Obviously, you know, that's everybody's dream. But, you know, as Coach Drew and Coach Oak and them have told me, you know, I think coming back was probably one of the best things that's happened to me. You know, obviously getting the starting under my belt, having another year to, you know, put on mature weight, to work with the coaches at UVA to get you prepared for it. Some one of the best staffs in the nation, you know, just preparing you for the next step, really. And I think I took a big stride. You know, I learned a lot of stuff about starting, you know, what I need to do and how to allocate, because relieving is a little bit different. You know, you come in for like one or two innings and you just give it all you got. Well, starting is a little more about elongation. You know, I'm going to pitch deep in the ball games. You know, I want to go 6-7 innings every time. I want to be consistent and stuff and give your team the best chance to win right off the bat. You don't want a bad start. You want to start off good. So just focus, just kind of switching perspectives, really kind of just getting used to it. And then, you know, hearing that the Reds have that confidence in me, you know, that's just going to take it and run with it. You know, they're behind me, and I'm definitely going to work hard and earn my spot.
From your pitch repertoire, obviously your fastball is well known. What about your secondaries, and what are the Reds working with you there to help you develop, you know, those pitches?
So they haven't really worked on anything yet. Really this like stage I'm in is kind of just them being transparent, like just looking at, you know, what does that do? You know, how can we improve this? When they start putting all the monitors on you, they start taking all these slow action cameras and stuff that's when they really do the pitch shaping and like changing like all your pitches if they need to, you know. But they're big on like, hey, this has worked for you. You know, we're going to stick with this. And then if we have any slight changes, you know, we're going to tell you, but obviously you don't have to do them. Like it's your choice and stuff. And that's, you know, that's what me and the Reds have really, really been well on communication while I've been here. It's just been, hey, you know, I'm up for ideas. I'm up to get better. You know, I'm ready for anything you guys can throw at me. And you know, they have confidence. They're like, hey, your talent's got you drafted for a reason. So we're not going to change you a lot. But you know, minor adjustments are needed in any level, you know, AAA, big league, AA, you know, you're going to have to make adjustments on the fly. And that's what being a professional baseball player is all about.
What are your thoughts as far as your approach will be? You know, what you were able to succeed with at the college level, obviously will have to, you may have to add to your repertoire when you start facing pro hitters.
Yeah. So down the line, I'm probably going to add a fourth pitch. I'm not exactly certain what it's going to be yet. I'll be probably talking with the Reds pitching coordinators and stuff about that kind of stuff down the road. But as of right now, you know, it's just being who I am, you know, using my strengths, you know, going against hitters' weaknesses and scouting reports and stuff, just doing the same thing as college, you know, but these guys are a little more advanced. They make, you know, changes quickly. You know, college guys, you could throw three pitches and probably get them out. You know, these pro guys can make that adjustment on a pitch within one or two, you know, so you got to have to continually keep your mind moving, like moving ahead, like setting up pitches down the road and stuff. It's just a whole lot more mental. And, you know, that's what fourth year UVA taught me about starting. It's like, hey, it's mental. You got to be ready for anything thrown at you and be able to, you know, compete. And that's at the end of the day, they want competitors. They don't want guys going out there and rolling over. So
how did working with Coach Drew and Coach O'Connor, two guys who know pitching pretty well, help you get ready for this this next step?
You know, it taught me a lot about being an individual pitcher. You know, obviously being at a college, they have a lot of plans that a lot of guys are on at the same time, you know. But being an individual about your work, you know, coming in early to knock out your work, or, you know, staying late to get extra reps, and, you know, being diligent and making sure you get it done on time. That was like the biggest thing that they've preached to me, especially Oak for 4 years, but then Drew is when he came in as the pitching coach as well. And you know, when you sit and watch, like you sit and watch these major leaguers on TV go out and dominate, you're like, you know, like they're great. They have all the talent in the world, but that preparation, you know, that before the game really sets them up to succeed in the game. You know, the stuff that people don't see is what really makes somebody really good. And that's what you have to focus on in this game, is getting ready and doing stuff in the shadows. So when you step out on the field, you're ready to go and you have your good stuff.
Blue Ridge Bank is the proud sponsor of the Jerry Ratcliffe Show and JerryRatcliffe.com. Founded in 1893, Blue Ridge Bank has more than a century of customer-based service, but is forward-thinking and features digital banking free and available 24/7. CEO Brian Plum and his team are strong supporters of UVA Athletics. And check this out. Blue Ridge Bank is home of the $100,000 jackpot drawing to one lucky customer every year. How can you beat that? Banking smarter, simplified. Blue Ridge Bank's mission is strong customer service. Make Blue Ridge Bank your bank today. Visit mybrb.com for more information.
I know you can't play for Oaks without a strong work ethic. What was it like just being around you for 4 years in terms of your development, your confidence, and just having him as somebody you can rely on and talk to?
Yeah, I mean, I love Oak, you know, for one, giving me an opportunity to come to UVA to play for him. It was a dream of mine. And then, you know, kind of our relationship kind of changing, you know, honestly, first year, you know, he didn't really talk much, but when we had our conversations, they were nice and honest. And they were like, hey, you know, we're going to do this because, you know, it's the best thing for you and it's the best thing for the team. So, you know, taking in that side, because Oak's a very honest, very trustworthy person. You know, if he's doing something for you, then it's probably because it's going to help you down the road. You know, and that's been important at UVA, has been to buy into that kind of mindset. You know, UVA's bred national champions, you know, they've got all this history behind their sports and their academics. I say, hey, you're going to succeed. You just got to use the resources ahead of you. So, you know, picking Oak's brain, picking Drew's brain as much as possible, asking them questions about, you know, when they played in the professional baseball, like what was it like? Like, you know, what to prepare for. And stuff. And it doesn't even have to be about baseball. I mean, it could be about your personal life. It could be about anything else. And I mean, they've probably been through it. So it's good to have a good backbone, a good like floor right there, because you can always go to those guys to ask.
I know you said it was disappointing not to get drafted a year ago, and how it was a blessing in disguise, but did you use that as fuel to motivate you, and to what degree?
Oh, absolutely. I used that as a chip on my shoulder this year. You know, I was the main thing this year was to come out and make teams regret not drafting me. That was really the thing, you know, driving me. It wasn't the only thing driving me, but, you know, I had goals. You know, I wanted to go to Omaha. I wanted to get back in the postseason because, you know, when I committed to UVA, we just won a national title in baseball. So it was like, okay, well, this is the pinnacle. This is where we want to be. So let's get back to that, because the first 2.5 years there, we, you know, we didn't get out of the ACC tournament. That was it. That was our season. So, you know, getting back and putting UVA back on that like route, like, hey, we're going to get to the postseason. Like, this is the standard for UVA baseball, was the primary goal. It was like, I'm going to do everything in my power to get us back there. Obviously the draft fuel helps with that for an individual standpoint. And then, you know, just spending that time with the rookies and the younger guys on the team and explaining to them like what it takes to win in this kind of league. You know, it's a fight. It's literally a fight every single game, every single series. No one's going to just going to roll over and let you like beat them. You're going to have to earn it. And just understanding that, cause that's the same as pro ball. You're going to have to earn your good starts. You know, you're going to have to fight through the bad ones and then, you know, have a short mind and move on.
There were a lot of batters you made regret that you weren't drafted last year too. When you're on a roll and you know, you got your stuff, is it sometimes I don't know what you're thinking. I know you're focusing on the next pitch and that next better, but you feel kind of cool knowing that you got these guys' number and you're probably going to strike out the vast majority of them. And how do you keep from just smiling all the time when you got it going like that?
You know, I just I love having the feeling. I mean, that's a great feeling to have. But you know, just it's not really the batters. It's honestly you. You can do anything you put your mind to, really. So just having that focus, having that drive behind you at all times, saying, "Hey, I'm going out with the attitude of I'm the best, and you're gonna have to earn your way on base. You're gonna have to earn your runs against me." You know, that's how I live. I've always been a big competitor, and no matter what I've done, so. I didn't change mindsets, you know, moving from the bullpen to the starting. I just had to, you know, use it for longer. and that was the biggest change. But, you know, striking out guys is all fun, but you know, it doesn't really matter at the end of the day unless your team is being successful. You know, like you can have the best start or you can cave 15 or so guys, but if you don't win, then it doesn't really matter as much. It's like, you know, oh, he did pretty well, but the team lost. You know, but it's good when you do that and the team wins. Like that is the best feeling ever. So
you had Griff and Mike and Zach and yourself from this pitching staff this year drafted. What does that say about the quality of and depth of pitching that this team had this year?
I mean, it kind of speaks for itself, honestly. You know, we had four guys, basically our weekend rotation for most of the year. One of our best bullpen arms. I mean, Kyle Whitten, good bullpen arm as well, signed a free agent deal as well. So, I mean, we had, I think, five pitchers overall in the draft, either signed or drafted. So, you know, it speaks volumes to where it is now, like just with a year and a half of Drew and like where it could be in the long run when he's there for, you know, 5, 6, 7 years, the arms that he could be able to produce and, you know, the guys that he's working with, like the cream of the crop guys that UVA gets, like those guys can be even better. And, you know, going to college helps you out, you know. Obviously, you know, going to college normally and without the MLB cutting 40 teams, you would be literally sent out to play as soon as you got drafted because, you know, you're ready to rock. You don't need that time being taught how to taught certain things about playing. You know, you already know, you know, the college side of things. So that's already like a step above like a high schooler coming out of high school, you know. So, you know, I mean, getting those guys, you know, coming in at 17 or 18, Coach Drew can – you know, work with them for 2 to 3 years and he can turn them into some beasts. I mean, I trust him fully and, you know, he does a good job and he knows he does a good job. And that's important to let it roll. You know, if it's working, don't try to fix it. You know, if it's not broken, don't fix it. So that's always how I've looked at it. And I know he has the same approach and he's a bulldog competitor as well. And he loves just having guys go out and compete no matter how good they are. So.
I know you don't need it now, but, how cool would it have been to have at least 1 year where you had the NIL experience? It's cool for all athletes in all sports, but I guess in sports and baseball where you don't get full scholarships for most of the guys, that money could come in handy. I know Oaks told us about Stephen Schock and, you know, mm-hmm. how he's having to – was having to work a couple of jobs just to be able to pay the rest of his tuition. How do you feel about the NIL thing, even though you don't get the benefit from it one few months too late, I guess?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's going to be a shift around, obviously, like it's going to take some getting used to, you know, UVA will, I mean, the athletes themselves are going to reach out to these things and, you know, get represented and whatnot. You know, I don't know how it would have gone if I would have been there, honestly. You know, it could have been, you know, big change. It could have been, you know, just like could have been the same, you know, you don't really know. And I think that's what's going to be a good experience for girls and guys in college, you know, is just stepping out. You know, these organizations and these like groups of people want to, you know, give you a clothing line deal or, you know, something like that. Just being smart with it, you know, just being, you know, just be smart because, you know, you don't want anything to ruin your eligibility. And obviously that changed a little bit with the NLI coming out. But, you know, I have no idea how it would have affected me. So obviously I'm in pro ball now. So, you know, I don't know that extra year in college, what would have happened or whatnot. And I'm not going to sit there and dwell on it because, you know, I enjoyed my 4 years without it. So I can only imagine it would only improve it That's about it.
UVA Orthopedics and Sports Medicine boasts one of the finest teams of doctors in the country, and they're right here in Charlottesville to not only provide care for the University of Virginia athletic teams, but also the Charlottesville and Central Virginia communities. UVA Orthopedics has been a proud sponsor of the Jerry Ratcliffe Show for the past 2 years, with numerous team members featured in weekly segments where doctors share great insight into various sports injuries, what causes them, how to treat them, and recovery time. Their team of experts are there for you and offer the best care to solve your health problems and get you back on your feet. Let their team of specialists get you back in the game.
So what's your day like? You wake up, you're a baseball guy now. So, I mean, take our listeners through maybe what the, right now at least, your typical day is like.
So, you know, obviously we're 3 hours behind East Coast, so it's a little bit of a time shock difference as soon as you move out. But yeah, we, you know, wake up whenever you want, basically like 9:30, 10 every day. You know, eat breakfast, eat a little bit of a lunch, cause they give you lunch. Bus picks you up at like 1:15, 1:30. Your first thing isn't until 3:30 though, but you get picked up at 1:30 and then you go like 3:30 to like 6:15 each day. And then you eat dinner and then you bus back home and just do it again, day in and day out. I mean, the days can be different. Yesterday was a bullpen day, so today will be like a little lighter throw day for me. So it kind of changes per plan, but the schedule is pretty much the same. And the first big lesson of pro ball is hurry up and wait. that has been the biggest lesson to, you know, figure out. Like, college is scripted, you know, exactly what you're doing for like 2 or 3 months. Pro ball, it's like, hey, you're here until this time. You know, we have a rough schedule of what you're going to be doing, but other than that, we don't know if you're leaving. We don't know if you're staying. You know, a whole lot is unknown. So that's also a big switch. But hurry up and wait's definitely been the biggest one that they've told us.
Where are their low A and high A teams, since you think those might be the next destinations for you if things go the right way?
So low A is in Daytona Beach, and then high A is in Dayton, Ohio. And then I'll just go through. Double A is in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Triple A is Louisville. And obviously big league is in Cincinnati. So
that's the course.
that is the trek.
not a lot of nightlife in Goodyear, Arizona for the ballplayers, I guess.
No, you know, it's pretty much been go to the field, do your work, come back, you know, talk to the girlfriend, talk to, you know, your mom, dad, and then go to sleep, wake up, do it again.
Yeah, it's probably not so bad. You're focused as a result.
Oh yeah, I've kind of been talking to the roommate stuff. Is like, you know, I don't know if time's flying by out here. I don't know if time's going slow. You know, I haven't figured out, you know, like what's going on. And then you know, I'm looking at the date. I'm like, dang, it's almost August. It's like I was out here, you know, almost 3 weeks ago. You know, just in the apartment chilling, but I was out here 3 weeks ago getting acclimated and stuff. And, that's the big thing about pro ball. It's like, hey, I got 2.5, 3 weeks until, you know, I throw live in games, regardless if it's here and then they ship me out, or, you know, they ship me out and then they let me throw out there, you know, whatever it is, you know, you take it, you work with it, and then you can only get better. So.
What is Oak and Drew told you about being drafted and assigned to Goodyear, and just their thoughts on your success?
So I haven't really talked to Oak much. I'm sure he's busy, you know, hanging with the family, doing these camps and stuff
recruiting.
At UVA. Yeah, recruiting. So I haven't really talked to him. But Drew, you know, I've called him a couple times. We've kept in contact. He actually went out for the pitching coordinator job for the Reds before he came to UVA. So he knows, like, the guy who's head of it. So, like, you know, I've just been asking, like, you know, who the guy, like, who is this guy? Like, is he a nice guy? Can I talk to him about stuff? You know, just trying to figure out, like, background and stuff to know what I'm walking into, basically. And, you know, he's open. He's like, hey, you know, it might suck for like 2 to 3 weeks and then you start throwing and time flies. And that's literally what it's been. It's been ever since, you know, we've been in the field doing stuff. It's been, time's been moving pretty fast. And, you know, you got instructs that could be a possibility for us in October, which is like, they just bring in guys to play in games, you know, so guys can, like, meet people, get some extra reps and stuff. I don't know if that's what I'll be doing, because my innings count is pretty high, but, you know, that's another possibility. But you know, you get, I'm done. I think they said my, like, keep, we're going to play until like September 15th. So, you know, if I'm here until August 20th, then I only have 3.5 weeks, you know, at an affiliate or playing here or whatnot. And then you go home for like 10, 12 days. And then if you have instructs, come back. If not, you're done until spring training. So it's like, you know, it could, it's a big possibility, a lot of possibilities, but it's fun at the same time.
Yeah, a lot of learning on the fly, but
oh yeah,
I'm sure you'll make the most of it.
Chris, I'm enjoying it.
Oh, just my last question would be: have you had any contacts with any of the other UVA alums who are, you know, in the minor leagues, big leagues? Any reach outs in that respect?
So, you know, I've been in, you know, one of my best friends my first year at UVA was Bennett Sousa. You know, he's not in the Reds organization, but, you know, we've been in contact ever since then. You know, Daniel Lynch, obviously, for the Royals, I've a good friend of mine as well. And then, you know, the guys from my draft class, I mean, Geloff's 20 minutes down the road, Nick Kent's 20 minutes down the road. Some guys that I've played with in travel ball and, you know, against in college are either here or they're, you know, 10 minutes away from us. So it's, you know, we're all in the same boat. You know, everyone's like, oh, you know, I played a full season. You know, I don't want to sit around in an apartment, you know, and, you know, dilly dally all the time. I want to go play and stuff. And, you know, kind of you just have to come to grips. It's like, hey, you're doing it. You're going to do it your first year. And then after that, you know, next year you're going to be sent out somewhere and you're going to play 140 games. You're going to get your playing time. So it's like, hey, just, you know, just sit back, enjoy it. I know it might suck sometimes, but hey, it's worth it. Just give it time. And, you know, just talking to them and figuring out, you know, little things to do, you know, tidbits on like, you know, how long to like spend at the field or like, you know, what can we do? Like there's a Top Golf here that you can go do. That's basically like the only thing here, other than, you know, shops and restaurants and stuff. So, I mean, it's pretty like nothing. It's pretty deserty, obviously, out here. So
that's pretty cool. 'Cause you guys did play a 63 game season already. So mm-hmm. Not like you haven't played any baseball this year, so maybe a little bit of rest is a good thing.
I mean, I'm all for it. You know, they're open. They want you to be the best player you can be. So it's just about communicating, figuring out a good schedule for both of you, and then just going from there. So,
all righty, brother. Well, listen, we really appreciate you taking some time out of your day to join us, and hopefully we. Livened up your day a little bit.
Yeah, I'm heading out here in 30 minutes or so. So I'm gonna call the parents, you know, give them an update, and then go to work.
Well, we wish you the best for whatever happens the remainder of this season, and also down the road. And we'll definitely be rooting for you and keeping track of you as we go along.
Yes, sir. I'll see some of you guys back in Charlottesville in the off season.
Great. Looking forward to it.
Thanks a lot.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Thanks again.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Jerry Ratcliffe Show. Get the latest on the Hoos, basketball, football, and more online at jerryratcliffe.com or at AugustaFreePress.com.